A word for you from Hosea chapter 5, the last verse, verse 15. I will return again to my place, says the Lord, until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face, and in their distress earnestly seek me. Earlier on in this chapter, God says that he will withdraw. In verse 6, he says of Israel and Ephraim that they go with their flocks and herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him, for God has withdrawn from them. What a terrible state when God hides himself. It is because of their own iniquities, the things which they allowed, which they were fully aware of, were sin and were clearly laid out in God's law as being grievous to God. And so God can reach the point where he says, enough, I will now withdraw. In verse 15, I will again return to my place. In other words, I will stay in heaven and I will not meet them on earth. I will not be available to them for their prayers, that they seek me with their flocks and herds, thinking that every time that I must answer. You see, sometimes we Christians, we think it's God's duty to answer my prayer. He must do what I say, and he becomes your toy thing. But God says, I will return to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face, and in their distress earnestly seek me. God will not be found by those who seek him a bit, who sometimes during the day they will send up a prayer, and at night they'll say, Lord, sorry for this and for that. And of course, the next day they go straight back into their sin yet again. For that person, God says, I will again return to my place. I will not be found. I will withdraw from that person until, and there is an until, dear listener, God says, until you acknowledge your guilt. It must start there. It doesn't help to plead with God for this and for that and want an answer to prayer, and yet you haven't acknowledged your guilt. And to God it's absolutely clear. When will it be clear to you? Once God's Holy Spirit convicts you, respond immediately. Bring your sins to him. Bring them to the cross. For it is there that he will meet you, when you seek his face with all your heart, bringing out your sins into the light, that his glorious light will deal the death blow, and his blood will cleanse you from your guilt.